This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A federal court has dismissed the challenge to new EPA coal guidelines that were brought by 14 coal-producing states trying to block Obama climate change guidelines. Politically conservative states, for all their emphasis on family values, have long had high divorce rates. In the Northeast, California, and Illinois, divorce rate is notably low. In the South, Mountain, and Desert West, up through Appalachia, divorce rates are high. As a result, some researchers have argued that families in blue states are more stable than families in red states. The lowest rates of two-person families are in Mississippi at the bottom, then Louisiana, followed by Arkansas and Alabama. Floyd Mayweather Jr., the boxer, made $300 million in the last 12 months, surpassing the previous record in 2008 of $115 million by Tiger Woods, the golfer. A San Francisco judge said that Uber may not arbitrate a lawsuit brought by its drivers over how it conducts background checks. Judge said the company's contract requiring drivers to arbitrate is unconscionable. The Senate Indian Affairs Committee passed a bill that would amend the National Labor Relations Act to prohibit the NLRB from asserting jurisdiction over any business owned and operated by an Indian tribe and located on its Indian lands. Tribes are trying to escape unionization of casinos and other enterprises. Many are already members of Unite Here and CWA. Farmers' markets may have peaked at about 8,300 nationally, only up 1.5% last year after an average of 19% annual growth for the previous 19 years. The local food movement, though, did almost $12 billion in business last year, continuing to grow. Several organizations are part of an online crowdfunding campaign that is brazenly raising money for the war in eastern Ukraine, using common tactics that have at least tacit support from the government of President Putin of Russia. The Pew Research Center survey has found that 6.9% of adults in the U.S. are multiracial based on either how they identify themselves or on having parents or grandparents of different races. By comparison, the 2010 census reported 2.1% of adults and 2.9% of people any age as multiracial, based on people's own descriptions of themselves or others in their households. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.